It's the news with Timmy Taco and Jezbot on Jumping the Turnstile Podcast.
I'm Jezbot.
And I'm Bob Birkenstein.
I should say, I'm Tracy Scrimshaw.
Yes, I'm Bob Birkenstocks.
Welcome to It's the News.
Yes, where we just read out some bloody news stories.
That's right, Tim.
It's like the Stees, but it's more like a news show.
Yes, and we will be talking like this the entire episode.
Will we, though?
Will we carry it on?
No,
let's
we won't.
Find out past the intro.
We're still in the intro. The music's still rolling. It's news. We're going to read out some news stories, and let's get into it good and proper as soon as this transition happens right now. Yes, we've got a police report for the first one. Community concern? I don't know. I haven't read it, and I will read it now. Jay Owens, 23, was charged with first-degree attempted murder after he got into a dispute over a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
A la peanut butter sandwich.
Remember that?
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street, right. On September 15th, the DeKalb County Daily Chronicle reported, a witness told the police that Owens and another man argued about the victim not cleaning up after themselves.
Yes, well, that pisses me off too, Tim.
Whereupon Owens swung a butter knife and struck the other man in a stabbing motion.
Connect four in dagger terms.
The victim was seen at a local hospital but had been transported to Chicago for further treatment of a punctured intestine. He said he believed 100% that Owens would kill him. Owens faces up to 60 years in prison.
Wow.
For a butter knife.
Wasn't butter knife attack.
Didn't we get that butter knife attack where they tasered and gassed that old lady to death because she came at him with a spoon?
Yeah.
She got a knife.
That was during the COVID times, Tim. Ooh. And she was dementia and had a steak knife. And
let's take a moment of silence for Dottie.
Yeah.
and her.
So who gets that?
It's a bit of a shock.
I mean, the world is in turmoil, and people are scared, and they're acting crazy. I think that's what they're at their tit's end.
Yeah, they are at their
listeners.
Tits end.
And I mean, if I saw someone bloody peanut butter, what was it? He flung a peanut butter sandwich,
no,
or
he struck him with a peanut butter knife, butter knife, which is essentially just a piece of stainless steel.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Rounded.
Not even sharpened. But
I'll tell you what my favorite butter knife is.
Yeah, go.
The silicon ones that are like plastic, and it's a wide knife. Mm-hmm. You know when you were doing catering and you're trying to butter 500 pieces of bread.
Like a butter spatula.
A butter spatula.
Not a knife.
No, it's a spatch.
It's a spatch.
Yeah. Can't do too much damage with a knife spatch.
But like, if that butter is not soft and fresh, you're ripping bread from here to Hades.
Yeah, I don't like this. Yeah, I know. I've started buying butter just to have in the fridge there for steak night.
Oh yeah, what do you do?
Not steak knife, listeners. There's vodka in that coffee, by the way.
There is now.
What was I saying?
Butter on the steak.
Yeah, so you like
a glob of.
Here's what you don't do.
Yep.
No pepper. Some people like to salt and pepper the steak first. Don't do this, punters.
Okay.
Salt first.
Salt.
Right. then
unbeaved salt water salt.
Then this is what I've gathered. Yeah. Salt, 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 both sides. Yeah. Then you put it into the hot pan, and you fry those bastards till they're almost ready. Right. But then just towards the end, chuck a little globule of butter on top. Oof. Suits you, sir.
Suits you, sir.
Yeah. And that's steak night. I don't like
at the Trappets.
Yeah, I'm not into the steak. I don't do
big chunks of meat.
I've got it down to a fine art.
Yeah,
my steaks, but yeah. I'm fine art. I'm eating steak. Fine art. I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fucking steako.
You go to the bloody Notting Hill Hotel and in their steakhouse, it's like $95 a piece of beef.
Yeah, you're turning me off. You're turning me off. You're turning me to pork, and I'm not big on the old pork.
Now, we're talking about meat now, but we should be talking about bloody condiments, because it is a peanut butter and jelly story.
It is.
Favorite condiment?
Favorite toast topping?
Butter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a stock standard. Like, you can't have a piece of toast and then honey on it without butter.
I'm partial to a Vegemite.
A Vegemite sandwich?
No, not a sandwich.
Just a...
On toast.
Yeah, but butter. It's like, what's more important in a car? The spark plug or the steering wheel?
Steering wheel.
Yes, but okay.
How do you drive without
a spark plug? How do you start it without a spark plug?
What are we getting at here? What's... Bring it into real terms.
Well, I'm saying my favorite condiment is butter.
Yeah.
On toast.
Do you guys have a jar of peanut butter in the house?
Almond spread.
Oh.
And the peanut butter is mostly used, get this one, punters, to when we have to either do Frankie the dog's toenails or shave
him. When you make him talk.
Yeah. This is what we'll do. This is what we'll do if we need to shave Frankie, because she gets a little bit pissed off when we're trying to take her hair. Not me hair.
Yeah.
So we'll chuck her on a table outside, and I'll get like a plasterer's bucket or like a paint bucket, and then we wrap that bastard in Glad wrap. Yeah. And then you smear peanut butter up, down, all around.
Yeah.
Right? And then she's just in hog heaven. She doesn't know where she is. So she's just like...
A paint bucket.
It doesn't have to be a paint bucket.
Okay.
Just something heavy that she can't push while she's licking on it.
Yeah, right.
So she's stood on the table, licking, and then while Cass and I are like shaving and clipping.
Yeah, okay.
And prodding and poking.
Yeah, okay.
Loves the peanut butter.
There you go.
Yeah.
So peanut butter for the doggos, but not...
Not for the humans.
Not chunky.
Not chunky.
No, that's chunky peanut butter is lazy.
It is.
Do you think this is what they were arguing about? Chunky, smooth.
Why don't we just do both?
No, I'm going to fucking stab you over it.
Yeah.
60 years in prison over peanut butter.
And he didn't kill him.
No, it's attempted murder.
For 60 years?
Yeah, premeditation. It's a federal offence, mate.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Where do you stand on marmalade? Over like,
haven't had a
jam.
Marmalade. Oh, over jam?
Well, of course, jam's going to win every time.
Yeah, I think so.
But where do you stand on marmalade?
You never get a marmalade donut. Let's put it that way.
You don't get a marmalade...
Hot marmalade donut.
You don't get...
No such thing.
No, you don't. You don't get like
Tim
a
Sims?
You don't get a block of chocolate. With all different flavors, and then there's marmalade in it.
No, but would you say? Let's just sit back a bit.
Mm.
Yeah, chocolate snack pack, snack chocolates.
Yeah, like the Cadbury's, and it's got
Cadbury
seven,
snack. It's
seven
got
or eight
all the
different
things in it.
Flavors.
One of them's got like wedding cake icing. Yeah. Another one's got strawberry, fake strawberry.
Yeah.
Concept. The other one has got like a marmalade in it.
Yeah,
like marmalade.
Yeah, disgusting gingery kind of
like
marmalade.
A ginger one.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
And then marmalade with rind. So the same thing with chunky peanut butter, like the marmalade with rind in it. It's like we haven't blended it enough.
Well, we did Condiments the Musical.
Mm.
Should we do
you're going to put Condiments the Musical in there?
What do you call Spreadables the Music?
I think that's condiments.
Nah, it's not a condiment, though.
Spread.
You wouldn't say, what would you like, tomato sauce, mayonnaise, or jam?
Condiments like horseradish, mayonnaise.
Yeah, the savoury staples.
Right.
Right, but we're talking about the sweet counterpart, the sickly sweet cousin of condiments is spreadables.
Do you think the...
Peanut butter, lead roll, Vegemite.
Coming up,
the antagonist.
honey.
Honey's in there.
Honey's up at the top, mate.
All right. Let's see what AI can pump out.
Okay.
The Spreadables the Musical on It's the News. Oh, yeah! Start the day with a spread so divine. Jam on my toast, it's a flavor so fine. Peanut butter groove, creamy or crunch. Marmalade's tang gives my taste buds a punch. On, spread it on, spread it wide. Woo! Get your toast and take a ride. Butter, honey, Nutella, too. Spreadables party, it's a toast time crew. Oh, raspberry jam, strawberry flair. Orange marmalade with the citrusy air. Peanut butter smooth, chunky on the side. Spreadables bring the funk, now let's glide. Body now, butter melts with a golden gleam. Honey drips like a sweet, sweet dream. Nutella swirl, chocolate delight. Spread it all, baby, morning or night. Spread it on, spread it wide. Catch your toast and take a ride. Butter, honey, Nutella.
And now to the high seas.
High sea?
Yes.
High sea. Where are those seas?
Sea,
sea, bee, bee,
bee. Bev, bev, bev. I'm Bob Bugger. This one comes out of New Zealand.
The blobfish. World's ugliest animal named Fish of the Year in New Zealand.
Audrey's favourite fish.
Blobfish?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, look that up at home if you've seen, if you've never seen a blobfish. It looks basically like a face on a basketball, a fish's face on a basketball, a human's head on a fish.
On a, it looks like a face on a fetus.
Yeah.
Oh, no, a on growth. A placenta.
Yeah.
Let's just say.
Like you're the...
Because fetuses traditionally have faces, don't they?
Yeah, but it's like you, your twin that you ate in the womb.
Oh, like, yeah. You're,
it's on your shoulder, his head, or something like that.
Sebaceous twin, or whatever they're called.
The blobfish resembles a normal fish in its deep sea habitat, but when brought to the surface, it morphs into a mushy creature that with an unfortunate appearance.
Looks like that.
The creature, which grows about 12 inches, 30 centimeters long, is affectionately known as Mr. Blobby. And it's official mascot of the Ugly Animal Preservation Society.
You come all the way to the surface for that.
Yeah. You're well and truly dead by the time he comes to the surface. Yeah.
It has a bulbous head, a loose, flabby skin, and lives in the deep waters, mainly off the southern coast of mainland Australia and the Australian island Tasmania and New Zealand.
Yeah, right.
The blobfish topped the annual poll by the...
Blah, 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 whoever gives a fuck. Votes. Doesn't matter.
The animal, which has a gelatinous tadpole-like body, benefited from the late surge in support to overtake the endangered orange, roughly.
Yeah, whatever.
DC, well, Where was the
come into my office.
You're not actually reading the news, Jez.
You have to actually read the
news. Yeah, you don't really.
Yeah.
They said the animal has been bullied its whole life, and we thought, stuff this. It's time for the blobfish to have its moment in the sun.
No.
In the water.
And what a glorious moment it is.
And what a fish.
A spokesperson, for the Environmental Law Initiative, which sponsored the Orange Ruffy.
What is this? The Orange Ruffy is in the race and said...
It has no blobblems.
That's the part they wrote first.
With the results stressing that it's still a win for the deep sea ecosystem that can help raise awareness.
What does he do?
Blah, 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 blah.
It's just ugly.
Yeah.
That's his whole shtick.
Yeah. It's strange that he would even go so far in evolution to develop a nose.
That is weird, right?
Yeah.
So is it? We're imitating its face or it's imitating our face.
Mm.
How did it see human faces? Maybe Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Maybe the undersea people.
What do you call it? Atlantis.
Atlanteans. Now, do you want to go through the top ugly creatures?
Yeah, go on.
At number one with a bullet.
Humans.
What would you say number two would be?
Clayton?
No. The Naked Mole Rat.
Oh.
That's that skinny white guy there.
Is, do you reckon, yeah, he's a rodent, yeah?
Yep, yep. Proboscis Monkey is the guy with a massive nose.
Oh, this, the easy on the nose, guys.
Star-nosed mole.
Oh, again with the bloody rhinoplasty.
Why is the California condor ugly?
Oh, I thought just better than the, it's prettier than the Californian condom.
Then you've got the, you've got the goblin shark, the elephant seals, the horseshoe bats.
Yeah, but like, let's just go, stop for a minute, right? Let's change the impression, go, the handsome fish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like when you say, lefty, because he's missing a left hand.
You call someone with red Geordie. Hair, bluey.
Bluey, you know what I mean?
High pockets for someone short. There's a lot of golden snub-nosed monkeys, snub-nosed monkey.
There's a lot of nose in there.
Aardvark, that's all nose.
Yeah, that's all nose.
Hagfish. I don't know what that is. But it seems that, like, yeah.
Well, I think the elephant got a hard pass with that schnozzer because he can paint with it and he can dial numbers and he can like
say hello
people's heads and play the bongos and we're like good nose.
Yeah,
it's a good nose. Blobfish, bad nose. Call him the hideous nose monster.
Question about the blobfish, right? With its nose.
Yeah.
Isn't noses for smellings?
Yeah, well, that's what I was just getting at. Evolution. I think we need to have a sit down with Darwin and say, is it real?
Yes, Charles.
Do you want to wait here? I'll get you something.
Okay.
Hold the line. And I'm back. Here you go. Here's a little blobby fish.
Oh, it is a blobfish.
It was in Audrey's room. We ordered it from Temu.
That looks exactly like
the blobfish.
I reckon it feels like that as well. It's like I reckon it does silicon-based.
Look at his little mouth.
And so sad. Do you know why he's so sad? Because he's out of the water and he's dead.
He's not happy. But let's squidge him out, right? Because I was saying he gets fat and gelatinous.
He's just a normal-looking fish.
He's a normal-looking fish when you stretch him out like that.
Still don't know why it would have a nose.
And I guarantee you, I'll get back to you and I'll report on the next one. Who touched my blobfish?
Oh, she's going to say.
She's going to say, who touched me blobfish?
How?
Because it's like that.
Ah, it's a little bit to the left.
Yeah.
What about the hammerhead shark? He's never on the list. He's an ugly bastard.
Is he, though?
Yeah, he's got
Yeah, but he regained popularity through the titular Star Wars character. Hammerhead. Yeah.
Hammerhead.
Popularized by George Lucas and the others.
Mmm.
Yeah, fishos everywhere. I reckon the blobfish looks a lot like the catfish. You know, when your buddy get catfish, they just like squabble lob a ding dong. And you see him like squidging about
particularly. Let's look up ugliest humans. See if it's all nose based.
Yeah, right. Go, what is the ugliest feature of a human? Go.
A ball bag.
Oh, yeah. Human. Yeah.
Human.
Ugliest feature of a human.
Oh, jeez. Whoa. The ugliest person in the world, top 9 notable individuals.
That's... Oh, God.
They're really going to put them... Oh, shit.
Give us a look at this guy. Oh, God.
It's not that he's ugly. He's just hideously deformed.
Yeah, no, that's not fair. He looks like Snaggletooth from Star Wars.
Yeah, everything is Star Wars.
Yep.
That's not fair. This guy just doesn't have a nose.
He looks like a Muppet.
Yeah, he's Joshua Glenn Box.
How does he smell?
Terrible. But I'm not seeing... Ugly people.
He's got no nose.
This guy. You remember this guy?
Yeah. The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
He's
a famous actor.
Yeah, from Weird Science. We're very sorry. Yeah. He's the guy that apologizes. The thing, when they stand up to the bikies, he's the one that apologizes at the end. He goes, you have a very beautiful house.
Yeah, What about this guy, number five, with a bullet? Someone put a bullet in. I don't think he's that ugly, right?
No, he's all right. Looks he's like William, looks like Lenny.
Lenny Bruce.
Bruce.
Williams Massenet. Full name William Massenet. Date of birth 1974. Date of Zimbabwe.
Yeah, he's
Williams right. is another winner of Zimbabwe's Mr. Ugly competition.
Oh, piss
earning
off.
The title multiple times since 2012. Oh. His distinctive facial features and large nose makes him stand out. But his lighthearted attitude and humor have turned him into a national celebrity.
Ah, oh, he's a treasure. Guess a look at this. Oh, she's beautiful.
Humans are uglier than blobfishes.
I would
fuck the blobfish.
I would sleep with a blobfish over that chick any day. Oh,
do you know what this chick's fucking... Do you know what she does for a living?
What?
Motivational speaker.
Oh.
Writer, activist, and YouTuber.
Plus actor. Oh. It's terrible. Yep.
Oh.
But you can't go out there and say, the hideous nose face lady.
Okay, this is better. Jocelyn Waldenstein. Right? Date of birth.
Berenstein?
August 5th, 1940. She's a socialite, nicknamed Catwoman for her extensive cosmetic surgeries. Now, this is an ugly, you know, if you've done that to yourself.
Tabitha.
That's ugly.
The black cat lady.
It's terrible. I think.
She looks like Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Ah, Donatella Versace.
Oh my god.
So much plastic surgery.
Oh my god, you fucked yourself up.
Iggy Pop.
Oh, come on. Iggy.
Iggy's pretty.
Iggy's alright. Alright, well, let's wrap it up.
And now it's time for community concerns.
Didn't we just do that?
Nah, this is proper community concerns.
That's alright.
California resident Ken Wilson is very in capitals. Careful about his consumption of electricity. I was being very vigilant on this, he told KMAX TV.
Every day that I go to work, I turn the breakers off.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He also purchased...
What's his name? Gary Purchase?
Ray Bloody.
Ray Bloody purchased...
A device that tells him how many watts of energy his appliances use.
So he's very careful.
But recently he noticed that his bill was higher than normal. Wilson has lived in an apartment, unit 91 of his building, for 18 years. After Wilson called PG&E to come out and check his meter on September 10th, he discovered he's been paying for units that the unit's 90s electricity usage for years.
So in other words, you know, they look at the meter and they go... Or they don't look at the meter and they average it out.
Estimate.
Since the 90s.
Wow.
They've been estimating. And whoever was in there was growing weed, bro. Totally, bro.
They admitted the mix-up and said it's fully committed to rectifying the situation. Wilson said he hopes the story can help others with similar problems. He's right.
Community concerns.
Gotcha.
Coming into the property, do I need to? Because I would like to lock my gate.
Yeah.
Do I need to say no dog on premises? Because I think that's part of the thing that they don't want to come on for. They don't want to get bitten by the old doggo.
Yeah.
But then am I saying rob me? Is that, or should I just go to someone that says rob me?
Yeah, no dog on premises.
No security. Come right in.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's those estimates. It's they fuck you with the estimates.
They do,
like,
don't they?
Yeah, I got a very high rating. And they make you pad. I was like, but I don't use that much water, you scumbags.
Yeah, 55,000 litres with all those bins of murky water you got coming off the roof.
Yeah, and I turns out I had a leaky pipe and the pipe was just drippy, drippy, drippy. And I said,
where, though?
Under the house. And I said, I've got a drippy pipe. Obviously, we haven't used 9,000 litres of water. Do you reckon we can get a chop out? She goes, yeah, just take photos of all the meters and send it all back in. They knocked off $30. The pricks!
Yeah, can we, I see a meter reading with this undoctored picture from Photoshop.
Oh, you could, yeah, maybe.
If they're relying heavily on
Well, I think happened to my friend Robbie while he was living in the UK, and they had a little flat apartment thing. And as he's cleaning up to get out of the unit, he opens up this little cupboard door in the hallway. It was behind a cupboard or something like that.
Yeah.
He goes, "What the fuck is this?" Yeah. And that's where the meter was, his gas meter. Right? So they haven't, because no one's ever read, like, come into the house and read things. So they've just gone estimate. And then he's figured it out that he's paid like thousands more than he should have.
And will they reimburse?
They got to reimburse.
Oh, no. Store credit.
Ah.
So you got to be with PG&E forever. Yeah. In order to get your creds.
That's theft.
That is. So that's the community concern is, watch those meters. Not everybody likes the smart meter readings. And those smart meter readings aren't accurate. Let's just say.
And I don't like people coming onto my property.
So you're in a fucking conundrum.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, you can book them in once a year if you want. And then they just average it out and then they take it off and they carry the one times by two. And
okay.
I mean, it's the news, I guess.
You can do whatever you want.
What a pod.
Yes, look, these episodes are quite short compared to others. This is just getting you just a few little tidbits.
Not all news is created equal.
Not all good news is good pod news.
But it's up to us to get the information out there for the punters, and they can decide what they like or what they don't like about the news.
This just in, they don't like it.
The ratings are down.
The ratings are way down per news episode. All right. And thanks for watching. North, east, west, south, it's the news. North, east, west, south, it's the news. West, South, it's the news.